It's time now for high school basketball. You're on 96.9 The Pulse. Tonight's action can be streamed online at mscsports.net or on our mobile app. Download the free MSC Radio app on the Google Play or Apple Store. Now, let's head courtside for today's play-by-play coverage.
Giant Mobile runs on the same nationwide network as the big carriers. This means coast-to-coast coverage. Whether you're
presented by Giant Mobile here on 96.9 The Pulse. It's postseason basketball time here from local Northeast Kansas teams. I'm Jake Spaulding, joined by my partner Chris Boswell. We are Jake and Bos back in the studio. That's Captain Kurt Kilman as we are in Salina, Kansas, the Tony's Pizza Event Center, the site for Class 2A Boys State Basketball. It's just the quarterfinal matchup, so everybody tries to get more convenient with their travel for these matchups. It's Hayes, Thomas More Prep in Class 2A Boys, the fourth-seeded Thomas More Prep Monarchs as they take on the fifth-seeded St. Mary's Bears. On the boys' side of things, head coach for Hayes TMP, Bill Meager, head coach for the St. Mary's Boys, is Will Spradling. St. Mary's comes in with a 19-7 overall record, playing in the Big East League, where they finished 6-4, tied for fourth in their league. Thomas More Prep, well, they went 20-5 from the Mid-Continent League, and they went a perfect 10-0, and your Mid-Continent League champions from Western Kansas. We're live in Salina. We got our pregame timeout as Will Spradling, Coach Meager, get their boys ready to tip it up here in just a little bit. It's 2A Boys State Basketball here on your local Sports Authority, 96.9 FM, KOZA, Topeka.
Giant Mobile runs on the same nationwide network as the big carriers. This means coast-to-coast coverage. Whether you're at home, on the road, or across the country, you get unlimited data for just $30 a month from a local provider without the big carrier price tag. And when you bundle your Giant Mobile with Giant or JBN Internet, you'll save $15 a month on your internet bill. Same nationwide network, local people, real savings. Switch today at GiantCom.net.
Chris Gross Construction. When you want a project done correctly, you need to contact 785-364-5600 or email chrisgrossconstruction@gmail.com. Chris Gross Construction, proud to support local student athletes. Good luck at state.
Stock Growers State Bank offers fixed-rate conventional VA, FHA, and USDA Rural Development home loans. Their rates are as competitive as any big bank in the market, often at a lower cost. They strive to ensure customers receive a personal and positive experience during what can be a very stressful process. Stock Growers State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Let St. Mary's Teamworks be your go-to place for all of your favorite team screen printing and spirit wear needs. They can do customized printing on all types of apparel and can have it ready when you need it. St. Mary's Teamworks in St. Mary's, here for your screen printing and spirit wear needs.
Are you living in chronic pain? Pain in your back, joints, or nerves can make everyday life difficult, but you don't have to live with it. At Community Healthcare System, our pain management program focuses on finding the source of your pain and creating a personalized treatment plan to help you move, feel, and live better. Our experienced medical team works with you to manage pain, improve function, and help you get back to the activities you enjoy. Don't let pain control your life. Talk to your provider today about the pain management program at Community Healthcare System. Visit online at chcsks.org. Community Healthcare System, caring for our community close to home.
Attention cattle producers, ready to put more performance in your pasture? The Rinkus Cattle Company 2026 Private Treaty Bull Sale is on now. Call or text 785-845-5272 to schedule your visit. These bulls are built for calving ease, growth, and the kind of durability that works in the real world. You want genetics that adds pounds and profit? It's time to take a look. Visit the bulls online at rinkuscattle.com, then call or text 785-845-5272 to schedule your visit. The Rinkus Cattle Company Private Treaty Bull Sale. Powerful bulls, proven genetics, and ready to work for you. Are you ready to turn your backyard into the place everybody wants to be at? Lamberson Construction brings the wow factor for stamped concrete patios, custom hardscapes, in-ground pools, and fire pit gathering spaces built to last. Need a new driveway, patio, or the ultimate backyard hangout? Lamberson Construction delivers craftsmanship that stands out. Don't just upgrade your home, transform it with Lamberson Construction. Call today at 785-851-9007 or visit LambersonConstruction.com.
Lamberson.com. Lamberson Construction. Concrete by design.
Struggling with your personal insurance? Look no further than Integrity Insurance in Topeka. Voted the best insurance agency in Topeka for 2024. They have all your needs covered. Auto, home, life, business, and more. They provide competitive rates and superior customer service. Your options with Integrity are unlimited, as they're an independent agency and represent several companies. Give Integrity Insurance a call today at 785-233-5401 and let them solve your insurance problems. Because when it comes to insurance, integrity matters.
It's the fourth quarter, and your life's moving fast. The clock is ticking on your financial future. But wait, here comes Coach Craig with Game Plan Financial. With 26 years of experience, he's drawing up the financial game plan to help protect your family, grow your savings, and prepare for retirement. And here's the big news, Topeka. Prudential finally has a local agent back in the game. So don't go into the financial season without a coach. Call Coach Craig today with Game Plan Financial and start building your winning financial game plan.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
At the Brian Green Allstate Agency.
Back here in Salina, Class 2A boys, opening quarterfinal matchup. It's the 4-5 matchup here for the St. Mary's Bears. They come in the 5 seed again, 19-7 overall. And then Hayes, TMP, the Monarchs, coming in with a 20-5 record. Big-time matchup in this one. We'll be talking a lot about Ty Schmiedler from Hayes, TMP. He leads the team in points and has the all-time three-pointers made in a season for Hayes TMP at 70. And we'll be talking a lot about Mr. Ben DeVader, who has now became the all-time leading point scorer in, or all-time leading three-point scorer, excuse me, in St. Mary's history, as well as going over the 1,000-point mark earlier this past week in their sub-state semifinal round game against Valley Falls. I'm Jake, that's Boz. We got Kirk Hillman back in the studios. Boz, we just got done doing a 4-5 girls game over on 92.1 KMZA with Centralia defeating Quinter. Now it's time for the guys to take the floor here at the Tony's Pizza Event Center, and we've got head coach Will Spradling getting his Bears ready to rock and roll here in their road blue uniforms.
Boy, and I'd like this team from St. Mary's. They've got so many players. When you look through their roster, you mentioned Ben DeVader, a fantastic player, 5'11 senior, averaging 20 a game, 4 boards. Ben DeVader is a kid that could kind of do it all, but it's not just him, and good teams have other guys that can make things happen. Jace Hurla averages 9 a game. Landon DeVader averages 4. Cole Hurla averages 8. Killian McCann averages 7. Zach Summers with 10. Lewis Archer with 9. Very balanced team. You're always going to have somebody on your team typically that might score a 15 to 20 a game. But these guys have 4, 5, 6 guys that can hurt you offensively. I love watching this team, what they do. It's going to be a great game.
Again, it's the Bears taking on the Monarchs here in this matchup. These two teams haven't played each other for quite some time. Let's break down the Hayes TMP Monarchs. Same league as Phillipsburg, Drago, Plainville, Hill City, to name a few. Their only losses this year to Great Bend, Sacred Heart, Central Plains, Hugoton, and Hayes. Boz, 4 of those 5 made it to the state tournament this season. For St. Mary's, they have losses to Silver Lake. They're in the semifinal round in Class 3A. Hiawatha, who fell in the sub-state final, they've also fallen to the likes of Rock Creek. But the sub-state for them, they defeated Northern Heights, they defeated Valley Falls, both by 20-plus point games, and then they take care of, by 20-plus points, the top seed in their sub-state on last Saturday as they took down Caraparavel to make it to their state tournament appearance once again. This is a team that has been absolutely on fire and dynamic. We did some prep work for our show last week talking about how this team, their only state championship came in 2009, but this is their 4th state tournament appearance in the last 7 seasons.
Yeah, we always talk about teams wanting to kind of play their best basketball at the end of the season. You hear that all the time, but I really believe that's where St. Mary's is at. They are playing some really good basketball right now. You mentioned, like, in the last month, I mean, the only 2 losses they've got were to Silver Lake, you mentioned that, who's playing at state, incredibly good team, and Hiawatha, who I'm going to say it would probably be at the state tournament if they hadn't lost one of their main guys.
You can say it.
These are 2 top, state contending teams that St. Mary's, the only 2 losses they have in over a month.
Come on now. We got our opening tip-off coming up here momentarily, but we're going to take our final pregame timeout. We've got Hayes TMP and the St. Mary's Bears, 2A boys state basketball on the air here on 96.9 The Pulse. You're listening to the Giant Communications, JBN Telephone Company, Road to Glory, presented by Giant Mobile, here on 96.9 The Pulse.
Redefine insurance options. Be rewarded for your hard work to build your credit as we offer unparalleled rate customization. This is Brian Green. While others limit your choices, we believe in adapting to your needs. Don't stay stuck in old ways. Experience a new era of insurance tailored to you. Trust me and my team for innovative coverage that fits your lifestyle, your protection, your way. Contact us at 785-271-5060. Choose the Brian Green Agency with Allstate, where you're in good hands. Ours.
Everybody wants to have their home or office fresh and spotless. But the only way you're going to have that is to utilize Bob's Janitorial. Bob's specializes in carpet and upholstery cleaning to remove deep stains and refresh your space. You can breathe easier with the professional air duct cleaning, improving your air quality and efficiency. And don't forget about dryer vent cleaning to prevent clogs and ensure your safety. Call Bob's today at 785-271-6600 or visit bobsjanitorial.com for a healthier, cleaner space you'll love.
Giant Mobile runs on the same nationwide network as the big carriers. This means coast-to-coast coverage, whether you're at home, on the road, or across the country. You get unlimited data for just $30 a month from a local provider without the big carrier price tag. And when you bundle your Giant Mobile with Giant or JBN Internet, you'll save $15 a month on your internet bill. Same nationwide network, local people, real savings. Switch today at GiantCom.net.
This is Jordan Robbins with Morton Building, serving Northeast Kansas. At Morton, the difference is in the details. From our cutting-edge innovations, best-in-class warranty, and our craftsmen in the field, we are dedicated to surpassing expectations. Our legacy of excellence spans more than 50 years in Northeast Kansas with thousands of satisfied customers. From farm shops to garages and even commercial structures, Morton Buildings are built stronger, last longer, and look better. Don't settle for less. Get the best by calling Randy, Michael, or myself, Jordan, at 785-364-4177 or visit MortonBuildings.com.
Bucati Companies in Rossville is here to protect your quality of life. They provide products and services to individuals and families that help build and protect their health and financial security throughout all stages of life. Bucati Companies can assist in a variety of ways, whether it be helping with employee benefits, HR consulting and training, property and casualty insurance, benefit administration, payroll and accounting, to even helping with compliance. They do all of this with a proven track record of service, knowledge, teamwork, and integrity. Bucati Companies in Rossville, expertise you experience. Whether you're a first-time homeowner looking to upgrade or wanting to sell, Cindy Glenn, Realtor with Coldwell Banker American Home, provides real estate services that you can trust to work hard for you. Servicing Manhattan, Topeka, Lawrence, and surrounding areas, contact Cindy today for questions or a free home evaluation.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
All right, here we go. We're about to get the starting lineups here and everything rocking and rolling here in Salina. Tony's Pizza, event center of the site. Boz and I are here. I'm Jake. That's Boz. Kurt Kilman back in the studios. You're listening to State Basketball here on 96.9 FM, KOZA, Effingham, Topeka. And Boz, we've got a fun one. We kind of previewed these teams a little bit here in the early onset of this one, but let me tell you, this Hayes TMP team, they can get out and score, and Coach Will Spradling, he says, listen, this Monarchs team is a duplicate team to what we are, and so a lot of teams that get to the state tournament, you might see contrasting styles. This one, you got a lot of the same style here going up between the Monarchs and the Bears. Tall, lengthy, and they like to shoot from the outside.
Yeah, this is going to be a really good matchup. Two very, very similar teams in scoring, points allowed defensively. You know, you look down the lineups here, St. Mary's is not overly tall. I mean, they've got a couple kids that are over 6 foot, a couple 6'4s in there.
Yeah.
Thomas More Prep, almost exactly the same.
Very, very similar between these two teams. We'll get you your starting lineups here in just a moment as they're going to be introducing everybody here as they do the state tournament every single season. It's always great that everybody, managers, players, and assistant coaches, superintendents, principals, they all get announced here at the state tournament. And so it's great to see those kids and staff members get recognized. Boz, you were a part of that once upon a time, not only many, many years ago, but even more recently as well.
Yeah, I mean, it's such a cool deal. You get to go to a state venue. And, you know, we've heard people talk about the new system, the new format, the quarterfinals. I actually was reading a comment the other day. Somebody said they didn't like it because they didn't get to go to a state venue.
Yeah.
I would disagree with that and say this is a state venue. You're playing in Salina, Tony Pizza Event Center. Great atmosphere, great crowd. I don't care any way you slice it. This is a great venue, and there's nothing better than state basketball. State basketball, let's give you your starting lineups. You always start with the visitors. That's going to be the St. Mary's Bears here tonight as they will be in their road blue on blue uniforms with the white numerals and lettering trimmed in black. Starting for the Bears will be Chase Hurla, a 5'10" junior guard, averaging 9 points, 4 rebounds per game. Ben DeVader, the 5'11" senior, 20 points, 4 rebounds per game. He wears number 2. Also starting for the Bears in this one will be Killian McCann, 7 points, 4 rebounds for the 5'11" senior who wears number 12. Zach Summers, 6'3" senior, 10 points, 4 boards a game. He wears number 13. And Lewis Archer, a 6'5" senior, 9 points, 6 boards per game, and he wears number 21. Big time again, your starting lineups for the Bears: Hurla, DeVader, McCann, Summers, and Archer. Starting lineup for the Monarchs, it'll be 5'11" guard, he's a senior, William Eck, wearing number 3, averaging 7 points and 3 boards per game. Caden Dinkle, he's a 5'11" senior, he wears number 4. He operates the point for the Monarchs in this state tournament as well, with 3 points and 7 assists per game. Ty Schmiedler, he's the one that leads all scoring for the Monarchs, a 6-foot junior. He averages nearly 20 points per contest. It'll be fun talking about Schmiedler versus DeVader in this one. A 6-foot junior, number 12, Jacob Seed. He'll be battling down low a lot with Zach Summers throughout this contest. And then Logan Ballman, a 6-foot junior. Not 6'11". I messed it up again. 6'4" sophomore, Grant Nels, will be wearing number 20. He's the post. They'll be battling with Lewis Archer down low for the Monarchs. So once again, for Hayes TMP, it's Eck, Dinkle, Schmiedler, Sieb, and Nels. Officials have been reset for this game compared to earlier as well. They don't just do back-to-back games here at the state tournament site. I'm Jake Spaulding. That's Chris Boswell. Kurt Kilman back in the studio. You're listening to The Road to Glory, presented by JBN Telephone Company and Giant Communications, powered by Giant Mobile. Here on the MSC Sports Radio Network, we got tip-off coming up here just moments away, Boz. What keys are you looking for in this contest for the Bears to move on in the state tournament and go to Emporia on Friday?
Well, anytime you're in a state tournament, we just saw it with the girls with Centralia. Defense has to be your stable. St. Mary's, they like to pressure teams defensively, like to turn you over. I think if they can get out in transition and get some easy buckets, that'll be key for them in this ballgame.
Underway here, Archer wins the tip. The Bears go left to right across your dial. It's Chase Hurla with the left-handed dribble across the timeline. He's guarded by Caden Dinkle to begin this game. Hurla, now to Ben DeVader between the rings, spins into the lane. DeVader has this pass poke three, taken away here by Will Eck. Into the front court, it's Dinkle on the left wing. Man-to-man defense here by St. Mary's to begin this one. Eck running the point. Gets it to the right wing. That's Jacob Seib, excuse me. Now top of the key, Schmiedler. He's guarded by McCann. His shot rejected by Archer. Picked up by Summers. Here come the Bears. Left wing, Killian McCann. Head fakes on a three. Gets it off to Ben DeVader. Now top of the key, Lewis Archer. Down low to Summers on the baseline. Man-to-man here by the Monarchs early on. Summers into the lane. Turnaround Jay from 5 is good. Get a scoring started here for the Bears.
Boy, nice job. Summers got into the lane. We often talk about paint touches, getting downhill to the rim. Once he got there, nice little fadeaway jumper.
Into the left wing it goes. Ty Schmiedler averaging nearly 20 a game for the Monarchs. Ace TMP, the home white on white with the navy numerals and lettering trimmed in black. Left wing it goes. The big guy, Nels. Now in the right corner, Dinkle. Yeah, no shot clock here. Just a minute and a half gone by in quarter number one. St. Mary's with a 2-0 lead. They reset offense. Here's Sieb. Guarded by Ben DeVader. Sieb to the right elbow. Top of the key. Head faking off threes. Will Eck looking to drive left lane line. Spins in the lane. Right hand hook shot off the window. Yes. Tough shot. Dribble penetration to the elbow. Had pressure. St. Mary's was right there, but nice little soft touch. 2-2 your score. Ben DeVader, right wing three. Ring it up. Ben DeVader. Most three-pointers in school history. Get the starter here at State. Bears lead 5-2.
Well, that was a confident shot by Ben DeVader. Just a catch and shoot. Didn't even think about it. 5-2, the score. St. Mary's with a rebound and a clear out here in the front court. Summers screens for McCann. Now left wing three on the way by Ben DeVader off the iron. No. Rebound Lewis Archer is put back up and in and out. Oh, my goodness. Now McCann, an offensive rebound. Dribbles it along the baseline. Now Hurla outside to Summers. Kicks it left wing. Head faking on a three is Archer. Now in the right short corner it comes DeVader. Ring it up again. Two straight triples for Ben DeVader, but offensive rebounding, second chance.
Yeah, two extra opportunities on that trip down the court. And I'm going to tell you, folks, watch out. Ben DeVader, he feels it right now. Back-to-back threes, no hesitation. He catches it, he's shooting it.
8-2, St. Mary's with the lead here early. And now a steal. Here comes Killian McCann. Gets tripped on his layup attempt. Hits the deck hard. Able to pop up, though. That's good to see. Foul called here on the Monarchs. Ty Schmiedler.
I was waiting for TMP's coach to kind of get a little upset with that. Feet kind of got tangled. Oftentimes you'll see officials kind of just let that go.
They say it was on the floor, so baseline out of bounds for the Bears. Here's Summers at the right elbow. Loses his dribble. Now a double dribble as they say he kept possession of it on that defensive effort. Good defense there by Schmiedler.
Yeah, tough break. St. Mary's got the ball in, trying to kick it out to an open player at three-point line. Just bobbled it. Touched it with two hands, bobbled to the ground, picked it up again.
Same
double dribble.
St. Mary's averaging 69 points a game in their last 10 ball games, Fox. 8-2 their lead early, 4:55 to go in the first quarter. Right wing extended, it's Sieb. Into the lane, Jacob kicks it on the left short corner to Nels. He drives baseline, shot over Archer. That's going to be tough, and it's an air ball. Rebound to DeVader. Here comes up the floor, McCann. Left wing three on the way. It's short, off the rim. Rebound ripped down by TMP and a foul here. Believe they're going to get Zach Summers on the foul after the defensive rebound. It'll be actually against Jace Hurla, his first.
Well, I talked about defense as a key for St. Mary's, and early on in this game, they're not giving TMP any real good clean looks at the basket.
DMP, that's Nels on the right block, going against Archer. Shot over him, high off the window. No, Archer's presence down low, a factor early. Here come the Bears in transition. Now backed out by DeVader. Between the rings, will drive right lane line. Nice hesitation. Move, his shot missed, but a foul will be called. The shot was rejected by Nels against the window, Boz, but he got him with the body.
Yeah, St. Mary's being very aggressive. DeVader getting downhill to the rim. Grant Nels, he looks a little frustrated right now for TMP. He's missed a couple shots. He feels like he's getting fouled, but we saw the first game officials here. They're going to let you play a little bit.
DeVader now with two free throws coming here, over 80% on the season. First toss for Ben. Rattles home. He's got seven to lead the way for St. Mary's. To the bench, Ian Nels comes into the game for the first time. Also in for the first time, Carson Lyles for the Monarchs, replacing Eck and Dinkle. Second free throw from DeVader. Spins out of there. St. Mary's likes to go maybe seven deep. Monarchs early going to their bench. 4 minutes gone by here in quarter number one. 4 minutes to go. St. Mary's leads 9-2. Here come the Monarchs to the right wing at Sieb. Jacob picks up his dribble and then loses it. It's a double dribble. Turnover on TMP, and this pressure by St. Mary's, you take away the one shot so far by Eck. Coach from TMP, Coach Meager, need to take a timeout, Bumps.
Yeah, I just need to talk about it a little bit. St. Mary's doing a good job of pressure defense way beyond the three-point line. TMP's picking their dribble up, and there's great ball pressure, so TMP's getting a little frustrated.
30-second timeout. We'll keep this one here. 3:57 to go in the first. It's 9-2 St. Mary's. Led by Ben DeVader, has 7 points here early. Two triples. Zach Summers with the other basket for the Bears. Just 2 points for Will Eck for TMP, and they're trying to figure out something against this Bears' length and defensive prowess. Jake and Bob's with you. Kurt Kilman back in the studios. You're listening to Giant Communications, JVN Telephone Company. Road to Glory, presented by Giant Mobile. Online at giantcomm.net to learn more. State coverage across our entire networks. You can go to mscsports.net and find our broadcast schedule. 9 state teams, 2 bowed out yesterday. But the first 2 matches we've had from our area, both Atchison and Centralia girls winning to move on to Friday. Silver Lake boys did so earlier in the week as well. Out of the timeout, here's Ben DeVader, who took an extra step and a travel here by the Bears out of the timeout. So a turnover by St. Mary's. Yeah, DeVader tried to get downhill, big jump stop. He got bumped in air while he was in the air when he came down a little awkwardly and shuffled his feet. So after turnover, EMP in the front court now. It's Nels to Nels. Right wing now, first time touching the ball. Ball is Carson Lyles. Silver Lake girls will be on later on tonight as well. And the Rossville boys will be right here on 96.9 The Pulse. That game starts at 4 o'clock. 9-2 your score. TMP with the basketball in the front court. Here's Ian Nels. Gets it off right wing now to Ty Schmiedler. Held scoreless here early on. Now Ian Nels trying to go right lane line. Nice defense here by the Bears. Man-to-man just making it very, very tough. Grant Nels spins in the lane. Gives it off Ian Nels right wing. Three is short. Rebound. Tapped around and coming away with it. Lewis Archer. Run out opportunity. Killian McCann. Head fakes off the window. Up and through. Well, that was a fantastic defensive possession for St. Mary's. Took them all about 40 seconds. And a blocking foul here. Ben DeVader trying to take the charge by Jacob C., but it'll be a first personal here on BD. St. Mary's, they just played great defense. And TMP just very patient offensively. That possession went a little over 40 seconds. Oftentimes defenses will break down the longer the possession goes, but St. Mary's stuck with it for, of course, the long three. McCann will go out. In for the first time, 6 foot senior Lane Smith. Down low, Grant Nels, his floater missed. Rebound tapped around, out of bounds. It'll go to the Bears. But Grant Nels, he's their guy. I mean, he's the dude that scores a ton of points for him, but he's struggling offensively early in this ballgame. Schmiedler will go out. End of the game, again, will be Will Eck for the Monarchs. Let's reset your St. Mary's lineup. It's Jace Hurla with Zach Summers, Lewis Archer, Ben DeVader, and Lane Smith on the floor. Here's Summers at the right elbow, dribbles it back out between the wings. Now left wing, three on the way, deep from DeVader, no. Rebound tapped out by Ian Nels and collected by the Monarchs. They're looking to run. Onto the right wing, now Grant Nels at the free throw line, extended. Down low to Ian Nels on the right block, guarded by Summers. Nice defense here by Ian Nels, or excuse me, by Summers, but Ian Nels able to put it through over Summers. Yeah, Ian Nels, that was a tough shot. A little fadeaway on the block, soft touch. It kind of rattled around the rim, but fell in. 11-4 your score. St. Mary's lead is 7. Here's Summers, straight away 3 off the back heel, no. Rebound fought for, tapped around, and coming away with it's TMP's Jacob Steve. Quickly up the lane, here's Grant Nels. He's fouled and will go to the line for 2. The TMP, they looks like they really want to run. They want to get out in transition. Grant Nels filling the lane. Looked like he was going to try to go up and dunk that one maybe. He got fouled. He went up and grabbed the rim. I think he'd probably get up and dunk one if he had an opportunity. I think you're right. First foul here on Summers. Nels to the line for 2. First one is good. Landon DeVader will come in to give Lewis Archer a break. 1:48 to go in the opening quarter. 11-5, the Bears lead. Second free throw from Nels rattles home. He's got 2. The Bears led by as many as 7. It was 9-2 early. Now 11-6. Minute 40 to go in the first. Summers. Now Jace Hurla dribbles left lane line, kicks it out to Ben DeVader. Left wing extended. Drives into the lane. Euro step off the window. No. Landon DeVader with an offensive rebound. Is put back, no, but a foul. Took that. A travel will be called here on Landon DeVader. Great offensive rebound, but shuffled the feet, says the official. Turnover on the Bears. DeVader had a nice drive to the basket. Couldn't finish at the rim, but great rebound offensively for Landon DeVader. He just got a little happy feet in the paint. 11-6, 1:20 to go here in this first quarter. Left wing extended. Now Ian Nels in the corner. Man-to-man defense staying applied here by the Bears of St. Mary's. Ian Nels, top of the key. Gives it off now to Carson Lyles. Now Will Eck back to Ian Nels. No shot clock. 1 minute to go here in this first quarter. Here's Will Eck. Free throw line jumper is short. Rebound ripped down by Landon DeVader of the Bears. St. Mary's slowing things down a little bit. 45 seconds to go here in the quarter. Ben DeVader on the right wing extended will dribble left. Now Summers on the left wing. Nice dish down low. Lane Smith tried to find Landon DeVader, but it's knocked out of bounds off the Monarchs. It'll be baseline out of bounds for the Bears. It was a great idea trying to get the ball down low. Lane Smith had the right idea, just a second late on the pass.
Dave Serla comes out. Killian McCann back in for the Bears. McCann joins DeVader, DeVader, Smith, Summers. Entry landed DeVader off the window with the left hand. Nice set play there by the Bears. Their lead is back up to 7. It's 13-6.
Yeah, it was a good play. Landon DeVader kind of screened the screener action. DeVader with the nice left-hand finish.
Top of the key. Ball deflected by McCann. Out of bounds. McCann, Killian, man, he is one of those energizer bunnies for the St. Mary's Bears team. Lewis Archer will come in for Zach Summers. Very senior-laden team, though. Ben DeVader, Killian McCann, Zach Summers, Lane Smith, Lewis Archer, all seniors for this Bears team. Five seniors as well for the Monarchs, and Nels, Eck, Dinkle, Lyles, and Kranawitter. Here's Ian Nels between the rings, backs things out for the Monarchs. 10 seconds to go in the first quarter, 13-6. Bears with the lead. Ian Nels, jump stop into the lane, gets tied up by Ben DeVader. Great defense there by Ben. Possession stays with the Monarchs, though, with 6 seconds to go in the frame.
Ian Nels, he looks for like a player for the Monarchs. He likes to attack aggressively off the dribble. He's gotten into the paint several times. That time he got tied up.
Will Eck to trigger it in. 6 seconds to go. Into Ian Nels. Now Lyles, top of the key. Dinkle. We have a whip stoppage and an offensive foul here on the Monarchs. A moving screen with 2.9 to go in the period.
Yeah, Logan Ballman for the Monarchs. He tried to set a screen. It was called a moving screen. You see that called more now than probably you ever have. You got to be set. You can't be moving side to side.
Summers back in. So is Jace Hurla for the Bears. 2.9. They got to go the length of the floor. Up by 7. Here's Ben DeVader. 2 seconds. 1 second. Half-court heave is too strong. And we've reached the end of the first quarter. St. Mary's leads Hayes TMP Class 2A Boys quarterfinal matchup. It's 13-6 Bears. You're listening to the Giant Communications, JBN Telephone Company, Road to Glory, powered by Giant Mobile here on 96.9 The Pulse.
Life's better when you're under our roof because our agents can help you choose insurance to help protect what matters most. Life insurance from American Family Life Insurance Company can help financially protect your loved ones by replacing a portion of your income if you were to pass away. That means your family could have the help they need to continue to pursue their dreams. Contact Michelle Martin and her team to help guide you to the right coverages. Call 785-437-2274 or email mmartinagency@amfam.com. Products not available in all states. American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Chris Gross Construction. When you want a project done correctly, you need to contact 785-364-5600 or email chrisgrossconstruction@gmail.com. Chris Gross Construction. Proud to support local student athletes. Good luck at state.
Stock Growers State Bank offers fixed-rate conventional VA, FHA, and USDA Rural Development home loans. Their rates are as competitive as any big bank in the market, often at a lower cost. They strive to ensure customers receive a personal and positive experience during what can be a very stressful process. Stock Growers State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender. This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Out of the quarter timeout. How about you? Right down to Killian McCann. The Bears, a great set out of the quarter timeout. They extend their lead up to 15-6. Jacob Oz with you. Kurt Kilman back in studio. Class 2A boys quarterfinal state matchup here in Salina at the Tony's Pizza Event Center. The Monarchs trying to answer with the first three of the game. Shot missed from the top of the key. Offensive rebound, though, for the Monarchs. Underneath, it's Grant Nels. His shot, no. Rebound ripped down by Jacob Sieve. Outside left wing three, Will Eck. That spins out. Another offensive rebound for Grant Nels. That can't go. And finally, the Bears clear it with Jace Hurla.
Wow, three offensive possessions that time for TMP, and they could not convert.
Hurla into the front court. Ben DeVader head fakes on a quick three. Now gives it off to Lewis Archer. Stops in the lane. Kicks in the corner. Three on the way. Jace Hurla on the way. Looks good. Ring it up for the junior.
St. Mary's shooting 50% beyond the arc. They're 3-for-6 here in this first half.
Driving an attack for Will Eck. His shot too strong. Rebound ripped down by the Bears. And they slow things down here with Zach Summers. It's Archer, Summers, Ben DeVader, Killian McCann, and Jace Hurla on the floor for the Bears, the starting five. Deep left wing three from DeVader, in and out. Rebound Grant Nels for the Monarchs. 18-6, 6:30 to go in the opening half. Bears have never trailed in this game, and they're up by 12. Deep three on the way. Rims down there by Schmiedler. Rebound ripped down by the Bears, and they'll slow things down again. Coach Will Spradling puts his hand in a circular motion and says, let's roll.
So I'm going to say this now. This side that TMP is shooting at, then last game was not good. This game, it's not good. There's something about that side of the court. D3 from Hurla. Short offensive rebound, though, for the Bears. Free throw line jumper from Archer. Rattles home, and the big man gets in the scoring column for the first time tonight. It's a 20-6 Bears lead. 6 minutes to go in the opening half. Boy, again, offensive rebounds give your team extra possessions. Top of the key, Ty Schmiedler. Now right wing to Jacob Sieb. Dribbles behind his back. Kicks into the corner. Three on the way from Dinkle. That's good. Kate Dinkle, the first triple for the Monarchs. Gets TMP back within 11. It's 20-9. Now top of the key, Archer. Left wing. McCann head fakes on a three. Drives baseline. A lot of contact, and there's a foul. Kelly McCann will go to the line to shoot two. Great aggressive attack there from the senior. Yeah, fans from TMP did not like that call, but I agree. McCann got all the way to the rim. Shot was contested. A lot of contact, and they've been calling that early in this ballgame. McCann will go to the line to shoot two. On the season, a 72% foul shooter. First one spins out of there. Bears as a team now 1-for-3 from the line. Ian Nell's back into the game for the Monarchs. He replaces Will Eck. One more free throw coming here for Killian McCann. 5:28 to go in the opening half. Bears lead is 22-9. Second toss. That's true. For the senior, Killian McCann, he's got three in the game. Steve brings it across the timeline for the Monarchs. Holds up three fingers. Gives it off right wing, Carson Lyles. Now Ian Nell's between the circles. Left wing back to Schmiedler. Now Steve drives baseline and maybe took an extra step. He did. Turnover on TMP. I got four turnovers so far in this game. Hasn't been a ton, but go ahead. 5:10 to go in the opening half. 21-9 St. Mary's. Jacob Bond will return to Salina after this timeout. It's a timeout for TMP. 21-9 Bears. You're listening to Giant Communications. Davian Telephone Company, Road to Glory, powered by Giant Mobile.
Mammoth Sports Construction, with headquarters in Meriden, Kansas, is a design-build firm for sports facilities. In addition to world-class construction, their team of sports specialists provides sports consulting, architecture, engineering, and creative services to help build high-performance athletic programs and facilities. Mammoth Builds, the places where passion and community collide. Learn more at mammothbuilt.com. Do something big.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Back here in Salina, Jacob Oz with you. Captain Kurt Tillman back in the studios. You're listening to Two-Way Boys State Basketball here on FM 96.9, The Pulse, Topeka's only locally owned radio station. We're glad to have you along with us. Two-Way Boys State Basketball quarterfinals here in Salina. St. Mary's Bears, they're leading Hayes TMP 21-9 out of the TMP timeout. It's St. Mary's with the basketball moving left to right. Nice back cut, Ben DeVader. Great find up top of the key from Summers. That shot rims out of there for DeVader. Rebound for the Monarchs, and TMP looking to push. Three-pointer on the way, partially blocked by Summers. Rebound ripped down by Archer. Here come the Bears on the attack into the corner. Jace Hurlin looking to drive baseline. Spins out of it. Needs help. Finds Ben DeVader. He holds up one finger. 4:38 to go here in the opening half. Here's Hurlin into the lane. Now backs it out. Archer left wing. Head fakes on a three. Summers between the circles now. Man-to-man here by TMP. Nice job there by Zach Summers. Just ducking his head by and attacking the rack for two. Yeah, that was a strong move by Zach Summers. He actually just willed his way to the basket, went right through the defense, turned the corner for an easy layup. Averages 10 a game. He's got four in this one. 23-9, the largest lead of the game now for the Bears is 14. 4:10 to go here in this first half. Driving baseline, Ty Schmiedler throws up a wild prayer, does not get answered, and Lewis Archer will bring it across the timeline for the Bears. We talk about defense from St. Mary's. They are just absolutely locking TMP up on the defensive end. How do you lose Ben DeVader? Zach Summers finds a wide open DeVader underneath the basket for the easy lay-in. Ben now with 9 in the first half. It's 25-9 Bears. 3:43 to go in the half. Yeah, if you're Coach Meager from TMP, you are incredibly frustrated right now. If there's one guy you can never lose sight of, that is Ben DeVader. Top of the key, Jacob Seib for TMP. Gives it right wing, Ian Nels. Drives baseline. Shot over the jumping Archer. No good. Rebound tapped out to McCann. Here come the Bears in transition. Summers into the front court. Euro step. Layup. Oh, yes, it will go in. Lewis Archer was there for the tip back dunk, but didn't need to do so. Nice attack there by Summers for the easy basket. Hayes the other way. They come up empty and a rebound for Herla. But things have definitely sped up. The last few possessions just kind of hectic, a little bit frantic. McCann settles things down for the Bears to the front court. Ben DeVader head fakes on a 40-footer. Gives it off to Archer on the left wing. Lewis with a right-handed dribble now. Down low to Summers. Zach squares up his defender, and Ian Nels now picks up his dribble. Archer, top of the key, head fakes on a three. Cut off nicely by Grant Nels. Pass goes down low, but it's deflected out of bounds by TMP. It'll be St. Mary's basketball underneath their basket.
Well, the thing I like right now with St. Mary's, they're very calm and collected. TMP's trying to pressure them with man-to-man defense everywhere on the front court, but St. Mary's just stays with their offense. They're taking care of the ball. They're being strong with it, and they're getting really good looks at the basket.
Zach Summers to trigger it for the Bears underneath their own basket. Gets it in to Archer. Now back into Summers. Turnaround Jay against Ian Nels. Comes up empty. Rebound by Grant Nels for the Monarchs. 27-9. 2:30 to go in the opening half. The Bears dominating here early against the Monarchs from Hayes TMP.
When Hayes, they're running a lot of dribble weave offense. And St. Mary's doing a nice job. They've gone under the dribble weave most of the time defensively.
See, missed the shot. Run out opportunity. Here's Lane Smith. Kicks in the corner. Nice find. Jace Hurla transition three. No. Rebound ripped down. Lewis Archer, though, on the near corner. Lewis, top of the key, back to Lane Smith. Will reset offense here, and a timeout by Coach Will Spradley. Just a 30-second break. We'll keep it here. 27-9, St. Mary's leading Hayes TMP. 2:04 to go in the opening half. This is a game, Boz, that you're seeing a lot of run-out opportunities for the Bears, but both teams, they like to push. What's the difference right now to where St. Mary's has this 18-point advantage?
Well, the difference is St. Mary's is able to convert on their run-out, their transition opportunities. They've gotten a lot of easy looks. TMP is not converting at all. They've only made three in this entire first half. We only got 2 minutes left in the second quarter. TMP just can't score the ball right now. They're getting good looks. They just can't make a basket.
You mentioned it. The goal they're shooting at, we saw it in the girls' game earlier today.
I'm telling you.
Nobody made any shots down there.
No.
So we're going to be flipping that at halftime. We'll see how that works out in this boys' game. But out of the Coach Will Spradling timeout, Landon DeVader checks in. He joins Lewis Archer, Lane Smith, Ben DeVader, and Jace Hurla on the floor for the Bears. Out of the timeout, Bears with the basketball. Landon DeVader, top of the key. Left wing now, Lane Smith. Elevator screen comes for Jace Hurla. No shot able to be had there. Pass goes down to Landon DeVader. Falls out of bounds, saves it in, but right to the Monarchs and Carson Lyles. Here come the Monarchs after the turnover. Lyles will fire a straightaway three. That's short. Rebound Archer for the Bears. And then DeVader double dribbles. He was going to pass it up the floor quickly to Jace Hurla, and Hurla wasn't looking, so DeVader had to try and react, but double dribble here for the Bears. Their turnover.
Yeah, those are ones that you're like, oh, dang it. I'm sure DeVader, he saw him. He wasn't looking. He already picked it up. You just, if you could rewind and just not do that.
Yeah. Just
back up and like, okay, he wasn't looking. Like, why did I even pick the ball up?
Here's Ian Nell, top of the key. Gives it off to Will Eck. Still have not mentioned the name of Ty Schmiedler with a shot here in this ball game. Ian Nell, top of the key. Now left wing to Carson Lyles. Down low to Grant Nell's. Face started by Landon DeVader, and Nels lowers his shoulder, goes by DeVader to score.
Well, that's the game I can see from Grant Nels. Is just a very strong, he looks like a linebacker that's playing basketball, and when he wants to get to the rim, he's going to get there.
Ben DeVader drives baseline, kisses it off the window and through. He's in double figures now in this game with 11. Under a minute to go now, 29-11, St. Mary's with the lead over TMP. Monarchs in the front court with the basketball, moving right to left. Into the corner it goes. This is Jacob C. driving into the lane. Ball poked free but picked up. Three on the way from Will Eck. Too strong. Rebound for the Monarchs, Ian Nels. Back to Eck. He'll reset his feet. Right wing three on the way. This time it goes through. Will Eck, his first triple of the game, second for the Monarchs. St. Mary's lead trimmed down to 15. Was just at its largest a moment ago of 18.
Another offensive rebound for the Monarchs. And I wish everybody would have like historical statistics on
somebody shoots a three, misses, offensive rebound, kicks back out to him. How many times they make that second shot? Because it seemed like it happens all the time.
5 seconds to go in the half. DeVader with the basketball. Step back three at the buzzer. It's good! Ben DeVader! Shakes off the defender, broke the ankles of Carson Lyles, and sends us to the halftime break with the Bears leading 32-14.
That was something. That was a great move, DeVader. Again, he acts like he's going to drive to the basket, stops on a dime, defender falls down. It's one of those, you see it on social media all the time, everybody's up, and then he finishes with the three.
14 points for DeVader, 14 points for the Monarchs. We're at halftime. St. Mary's 32, Hayes TMP 14. We'll summarize at the halftime break after this timeout. You're listening to the Giant Communications JBN Telephone Company. Road to Glory, presented by Giant Mobile here on FM 96.9, The Pulse.
Giant Mobile runs on the same nationwide network as the big carriers. This means coast-to-coast coverage, whether you're at home, on the road, or across the country. You get unlimited data for just $30 a month from a local provider without the big carrier price tag. And when you bundle your Giant Mobile with Giant or JBN Internet, you'll save $15 a month on your internet bill. Same nationwide network, local people, real savings. Switch today at GiantCom.net.
When you need surgery, you want expert care close to home. At Community Healthcare System, our skilled surgical team provides a wide range of procedures using advanced technology and a patient-centered approach. From preparation through recovery, our team is focused on your comfort, safety, and the best possible outcome. The care that you need, the team that you trust, right here in your community. Talk with your provider about surgical services at Community Healthcare System or visit chcsks.org. Community Healthcare System, high-quality care close to home.
Let St. Mary's Teamworks be your go-to place for all of your favorite team screen printing and spirit wear needs. They can do customized printing on all types of apparel and can have it ready when you need it. St. Mary's Teamworks in St. Mary's, here for your screen printing and spirit wear needs.
Chris Gross Construction. When you want a project done correctly, you need to contact 785-364-5600 or email chrisgrossconstruction@gmail.com. Chris Gross Construction, proud to support local student athletes. Good luck at state.
Attention cattle producers, ready to put more performance in your pasture? The Rinkus Cattle Company 2026 Private Treaty Bull Sale is on now. Call or text 785-845-5272 to schedule your visit. These bulls are built for calving ease, growth, and the kind of durability that works in the real world. If you want genetics that adds pounds and profit, it's time to take a look. Visit the bulls online at rinkuscattle.com, then call or text 785-845-5272 to schedule your visit. The Rinkus Cattle Company Private Treaty Bull Sale. Powerful bulls, proven genetics, and ready to work for you. Are you ready to turn your backyard into the place everybody wants to be at? Lamberson Construction brings the wow factor for stamped concrete patios, custom hardscapes, in-ground pools, and fire pit gathering spaces built to last. Need a new driveway, patio, or the ultimate backyard hangout? Lamberson Construction delivers craftsmanship that stands out. Don't just upgrade your home, transform it with Lamberson Construction. Call today at 785-851-9007 or visit LambersonConstruction.com. Lamberson Construction, concrete by design.
Struggling with your personal insurance? Look no further than Integrity Insurance in Topeka. Go to the best insurance agency in Topeka for 2024. They have all your needs covered. Auto, home, life, business, and more. They provide competitive rates and superior customer service. Your options with Integrity are unlimited, as they're an independent agency and represent several companies. Give Integrity Insurance a call today at 785-233-5401 and let them solve your insurance problems. Because when it comes to insurance, integrity matters.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Here in Salina, Jacob Oz with you. Kirk Kilman back in the studio. It's 2A boys state basketball quarterfinal, the opening round here in Salina at the Tony's Pizza Event Center, and it's halftime. The Bears from St. Mary's, Oz, leading Hayes TMP 32-14 at the break. An explosive start to this game for the Bears. But the defense and rebounding from this team, and my goodness, they're shooting the ball super well.
They are. It's a little bit of a weird thing going on. We'll talk about it in a little bit. But no, St. Mary's shooting at a 52% clip here in the first half. Defensively, they're doing an amazing job just stifling TMP. TMP is only shooting 20% from the field. I mean, they just, St. Mary's playing lockdown defense. It's led to some easy runouts for them, some transition buckets. Leading the way, well, we always start with the visitors, and that just happens to be our St. Mary's Bears here today. The road blue uniforms, doesn't matter. They feel like they're playing at home here tonight in this one because they're led by none other than Ben DeVader. Coming into this contest, averaging 20 a game. He's got 14 at the halftime break. He is 3-for-7 from the three-point line, 1-for-2 from the free throw line, but overall 5-of-11 for the young man, a senior that has over 1,000 points scored in his career and the all-time leader in three-point shooting in St. Mary's Bears history. 6 points for Zach Summers, 3 for Jace Hurla on a three-pointer in that first half, 5 for Killian McCann, and 2 each for Lewis Archer and Landon DeVader. Boz mentioned shooting lights out, 52% from the field for the St. Mary's Bears. I'm not going to dive into all those extra statistics, Boz. I'll let you do that like you normally do as well. Flipping it to the TMP Monarchs, leading the way for them, 5 points for Will Eck. He's got 1 3-pointer in this game, 4 for Grant Nels down low, and then a 3-pointer for Caden Dinkle, and then just 2 points for Ian Nels. Big statistic right here, Ty Schmiedler, 0 points in that first half for the Monarchs from Hayes TMP. Other statistics that stick out to you in that first half, Buzz?
Well, the one thing that I look at, I really pay a lot of attention to, St. Mary's, they have 7 assists on their 13 made baskets. They're sharing the ball well. They're running good offense. They're sharing the ball. On the flip side of things, TMP only has 2 assists. You know, part of it, they're not making a lot of shots right now. They only have 5 made baskets. But the other real big discrepancy is rebounds. You mentioned St. Mary's just getting after it on the glass. They've got 21 boards. Out-rebounding TMP 21-11.
Wow.
Part of that goes to TMP has only made 5 shots, so
sure,
there's lots of rebound opportunity.
But they're not giving up offensive rebounds, though.
Exactly. They're doing a really good job on the glass. When you kind of look at this, they're taking care of the ball. St. Mary's has 6 turnovers. TMP only has 4 turnovers in the game, so it's pretty clean. Both teams doing a nice job defensively. It just comes down to really St. Mary's shooting at a much better clip.
And in the first half, only 3 team fouls for the Bears, 1 each for Jace Hurla, Ben DeVader, and Zach Summers. Only 4 team fouls for TMP. Nobody has 2 fouls in that first half for either team. So you mentioned a clean ball game, but there's one thing that you kept this from our earlier matchup as well. This goal that is on, what would this be, our east side here in the Tony's Pizza Event Center,
maybe.
My goodness, it is kind of one that's got a lid on. There's something, I don't know, there's something weird. Every team that has shot, so we've only had the previous game, so Centralia, they shot 20%.
Going to that goal.
Quinter shot 20%, going to that goal. And now TMP, 20%.
That's Hyrie.
It's kind of freaky weird. But, you know, honestly, I would look at it and say, is there something wrong with the rim? Is it 10 feet 2 inches? Like, is something wrong? So let's hope that pattern changes in the second half, because we don't want St. Mary's dropping their shooting percentage down to 20%.
St. Mary's shot 52% in the first half. We will flip those sides into the second half.
Your halftime score, our final 2-minute timeout, second half action coming up. It's St. Mary's 32, Hayes TMP 14. Winner moves on in the 2A bracket on the boys' side to play on Friday in Emporia for the 2A semifinals. Back in 2 minutes to Salina. You're listening to Giant Communications, JBN Telephone Company, Road to Glory, presented by Giant Mobile, here on Topeka's only locally owned radio station, 96.9 The Pulse.
Stockgrower State Bank offers fixed-rate conventional VA, FHA, and USDA Rural Development home loans. Their rates are as competitive as any big bank in the market, often at a lower cost. They strive to ensure customers receive a personal and positive experience during what can be a very stressful process. Stockgrower State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Let St. Mary's Teamworks be your go-to place for all of your favorite team screen printing and spirit wear needs. They can do customized printing on all types of apparel and can have it ready when you need it. St. Mary's Teamworks in St. Mary's, here for your screen printing and spirit wear needs.
When it comes to sports, you need a game plan to win. Your finances are no different. When the game is on the line, trust Coach Craig with Game Plan Financial. With 26 years of experience, Coach Craig helps individuals and families build a financial game plan designed to protect what matters most and prepare for the future. And for the first time in a long time, Prudential has a local agent serving the Topeka area once again. So if you're ready to put a solid strategy in place, call Coach Craig today with Game Plan Financial at 785-408-6571 and start building your financial
financial game plan today.
At the Brian Green Allstate Agency, we redefine insurance options. Be rewarded for your hard work to build your credit as we offer unparalleled rate customization. This is Brian Green. While others limit your choices, we believe in adapting to your needs. Don't stay stuck in old ways. Experience a new era of insurance tailored to you. Trust me and my team for innovative coverage that fits your lifestyle, your protection, your way. Contact us at 785-271-5060. Choose the Brian Green Agency with Allstate, where you're in good hands, ours.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Back here at Salina, Jacob Oz with you. Captain Kirk Kilman back in the studios. 96.9 The Pulse's coverage of state basketball. We love supporting our local teams, and we couldn't do it without all of our business partners to make it possible that you hear throughout this broadcast. Tony's Pizza Event Center, the site. Halftime is over. We head to the second half now with the St. Mary's Bears, led by their senior leader in Ben DeVader. 14 points for him. The Bears lead 32-14. Second half now underway. TMP moving left to right across your dial now. Same starting five for both teams. It'll be Will Eck, Dinkle, Schmiedler, Sieb, and Grant Nels on the floor for the Monarchs. Killian McCann joining Jace Hurlett, Ben DeVader, Lewis Archer, Zach Summers for the Bears. Baseline drive quickly to the attack and blocking foul. I was waiting to see if it would be a charge. Jace Hurlett tried to draw a charge there. Driving baseline was Jacob Sieb for the Monarchs. That'll be the second foul here on Hurlett.
Yeah, Hurlett, he was really close there. If he'd have got maybe just a half second sooner and gotten squared up, he might have got that charge call.
First free throw missed here by the junior, Jacob C., trying to get his name in the scorebook for the first time here tonight. Second free throw on the way. That one rattles home. 32-15 now. TMP trailing St. Mary's here in this third quarter. Just 20 seconds gone by. Bears now moving right to left across your dials. Summers between the rings. Dribbles with the left hand. Gets it off to Ben DeVader. Man-to-man defense here by the Monarchs. Lewis Archer now back to the left wing. And Jace Hurlett crosses over his defender. Kicks it to Archer on the baseline. Guarded by Grant Nels. Step through. Kick right wing. Jace Hurlett. Jab step. Now right lane line drive. Has his pocket picked. Turnover on the Bears. Here comes Sieb into the front court. Sieb cut off by McCann. Now driving baseline. Kicks into the corner. Head faking on a three. Driving in is Dinkle off the window. No. Put back. That's good. And the foul by Jacob Sieb. Boy, tough break for St. Mary's. Kind of a wild shot initially, but the backside board for TMP, Jacob Sieb, able to jump up, grab it, and then got fouled as he was shooting. Foul on Killian McCann. Lewis Archer. That's his first. Free throw miss. Rebound ripped down by McCann. Here comes Ben DeVader and the Bears on the attack. Archer, top of the key. Kicks it right wing. Jace Hurla drives to the left elbow. Now down the left lane line. Puts his brakes on and kicks it back out to Archer between the circles. Lewis trying to drive left lane line. Cut off there by Grant Nels. Deep three straight away on the way by DeVader off the front rim. No. Rebound Grant Nels for the Monarchs. Quickly up the floor. Nels throws up a wild shot. Coming up empty. Rebound Archer. Here come the Bears with numbers. 5-on-4 across the timeline. DeVader left wing. Jace Hurla. He'll square up a three. It's good. Jace Hurla, boy, he can flash shoot the ball. If you give him space, he's got time to get his feet set. He's going to knock down a lot of threes. Second three in the game for Hurla. He's got six. The Bears lead now 35-17. 2 minutes gone by in the third quarter. Right wing, it's Dinkle. Down low, Grant Nels rejected by Archer, but they say he got him on the body. That was a really good steal offensively for Grant Nels. He worked the defender up the lane. Great pass away from the defender. I thought that was a pretty clean block, but look, Hills is going to go shoot some free throws.
Yeah, got him on the body, says the official. Second foul for Archer in as many possessions for the Monarchs.
Nels makes the first. Now 3-for-3 from the line, leading this Monarch team in points now. With 5 in the game, trying to make it 6 with the second free throw, and he does. He will get subbed out as Ian Nels will check back into the game here for TMP. 6:03 to go in this third quarter. Bears lead at 35-19. Ben DeVader with a left-handed dribble crosses the timeline. Guarded by Jacob C. Gives it on the right wing now to
Summers back to Devader. Three on the way. Ring it up for number two.
Okay, maybe our theory about Summer being wrong with that basket is not true. That's two back-to-back threes for St. Mary's. Big-time shot there for the senior. Ball deflected, coming near side. C picks it up, trying to drive on to Vader. Kicks it out. Dinkle, a right wing three. That's good to answer. His second triple of the game.
Both teams kind of heating up a little bit. Three possessions, three threes.
38-22. St. Mary's lead is 16. 5:20 to go here in this third quarter. Summers to Hurla on the left wing, extended. Guarded by C. Kicks it out to Vader. Head fakes on a three. Drives by Ian Nels into the lane. A lot of contact, no whistle. Shot missed. Rebound by Dinkle. He throws it out there. Nobody home for the Monarchs. The Vader comes away with it for St. Mary's. He goes for a layup. His shot no good, and he's fouled. Boz to go to the line for two.
With TMP, they had the rebound. The player, I think that was for the Monarchs, Camden Dinkle, he got the defensive rebound, but he was right on the baseline, kind of stumbling out of bounds. He just had to get rid of it. Threw it right back to Ben DeVader.
First free throw made there by BD. Greater than 80% on the season. Monarchs will bring out, Eck and Dinkle. Back in will be Lyles and Grant Mills. One more free throw here for Ben. Makes that one as well. Ben DeVader now in the ball game with 19 to lead the Bears. They lead 39-22. 4:56 to go. Here's Ian Nels into the lane. His shot, no, but a foul will be called here on Ben DeVader. Ben DeVader just asking the official, hey, what did I do? And the official obliges, and they have a brief little conversation there.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm guarding, if I'm defending Ian Nels. He acts like he wants to shoot a three, but he hadn't shot one yet in this game. Actually, I think he did have one that he missed, but he'd had a little shot fake on the three-point line, and St. Mary's bit on it. Lewis Archer jumped. That allowed Nels to get downhill.
Second foul on DeVader. First free throw was made. Second one short. Rebound, though, offensively taken down by Lyles. Monarchs' second opportunity here. 40-23, 4:45 clock moving. DeVader got to be careful not to pick up a third foul. It's a turnover nonetheless for the Monarchs. Here's McCann. Spins in the lane. Left-handed scoop shot off the window. No. And then he picks up a foul going for his own rebound. That'd have been pretty there for Mr. Killian McCann, but he picks up the personal instead.
Yeah, it was a great move. I always say it was a million-dollar move, nickel finish. Couldn't get it to fall, but then he had a little frustration foul. And here's a key point for St. Mary's right now. If you foul again with almost 4:30 left in the third quarter, they're going to go shoot free throws.
And it is going to be bonus the rest of the way here for the final 4:38. That foul on McCann, just his first. But Boz just alluded to it. The bonus time the rest of the way for the Monarchs here in this quarter. Making the first one was Jacob Sieb. Now 2 for 3 on the night.
TMP making some haze, or some hay.
From Hayes?
From Hayes at the foul line. That's 6 free throws here in this third quarter. Made free throws.
Made both of those, did Sieb, and it's 40-25. St. Mary's lead at 15 with 4.5 to go in the third frame. Summers, left wing, Ben DeVader, quick three on the way, short. Rebound, ripped down here by Schmiedler, and the Monarchs looking to push. Grant Mills into the front court, gives it off to Jacob Sieb. Trying to drive by DeVader, going baseline, kicks in the corner, Ian Mills. Now Lyles. Right elbow extended, driving in the lane. Grant Mills off the window. No. Rebound ripped down by Lewis Archer.
With Grant Mills, he gets to the rim, and it looks like he's going to finish, but he just hasn't been able to get any of those to fall tonight.
Bears have it in the front court. Left wing extended now. It's Killian McCann guarded by Lyles. Now right wing, Archer. He'll fire a corner three on the way. Off the back heel, no. Rebound fought for, tapped out of bounds. It'll be Monarch basketball.
McCann crashing the boards. Almost kept that possession alive for St. Mary's.
Ben DeVader with 2 fouls. Archer with 2. Hurla with 2 on the floor for the Bears right now. Coach Spradling very confident with his varsity experienced guys on the floor with those 2 fouls. 3:40 to go in this third quarter. 40-25 Bears. Steve drives baseline, throws it at the top of the key, picked away. Here comes Lewis Archer into the front court. Ian Mills guarding him. He throws up a shot, missed, but he's fouled and will go to the line for 2.
Boy, heads up play. Everybody for St. Mary's was yelling at Killian McCann. The ball got saved from the baseline out towards the top of the key. McCann was guarding his guy at the top of the key. Didn't even know the ball was coming to him.
So Archer will go to the line to shoot a pair here.
That foul on Ian Mills, his second.
Archer's free throw is good. You like to see a big man that can shoot free throws, Boz. Huh?
Absolutely.
3 points in the game now for him. Lane Smith comes back in and replaces McCann. One more free throw coming here for the 6'5 senior. Short, rebound ripped down, Grant Mills for TMP. 41-25, 3:20 to go here in this third quarter. Ian Mills gives it to Grant. Back to Ian on the left wing, extended man-to-man defense maintained here by St. Mary's. Mills in the lane, nice up and under move to bank it home.
Yeah, great finish by Mills, but here's the thing. If I'm defending him, I'm not going to bite on his shot fakes at the three-point line. He shot one the entire game and didn't make it.
Lane Smith, left wing now for the Bears. 5 points for Ian Mills in the game. DeVader, top of the key, crosses over Ian. Right lane line drive, tries to throw it to the corner. It's deflected out of bounds. St. Mary's basketball here with 2:53 to go in the third. Back into the game, Will Eck and Caden Dinkle. They replace Ian Mills and Ty Schmiedler. 19 in the game for Ben DeVader to lead all scorers here in this one. 41-27, St. Mary's lead trimmed down now to 14. Bears get it in. Baseline out of bounds play to Ben DeVader. Head fakes on a three. Throws up a wild shot, and he's fouled, but we'll go to the line for two. Again, when a guy can shoot like Ben DeVader can,
yeah,
the closeout's going to come. Way to do a little blow-by there.
I was just going to say, when you can start off the game and knock down some threes, you really have your defender on puppet strings. DeVader gave a little shot fake. They've got to honor that. And then he just, like you said, blow-by, attack to the rim.
One area that Ben is struggling at, though, is the free throw line. There's not a lot of his game that he struggled with here tonight. He's too close. He's now 2-for-5 in the game, 3-for-5, excuse me, from the free throw line. Makes the second, though. He can knock down 25-foot three-point shots, but not 15-footers. 20 in the game now for Ben DeVader. Baseline drive, nice defense there by Zach Summers, rejecting Carson Lyles. He hit the deck, wanted a call, no whistle came. Here come the Bears. DeVader down low. Here's Zach Summers. Size advantage here. Off the window. No. Landon DeVader just checked into the game. Keeps it alive. Jace Hurla now over to Summers. Needs help. Kicks it out. DeVader straight away three from 28 feet is short. Rebound ripped down by the Monarchs. Into the front court. Jacob Sieb. Into the lane. Shot up. No, but he's fouled. And we'll go to the line for two.
Well, you know DeVader. He's just a shooter. I mean, he doesn't know where he's at on the court. He doesn't care. When he catches it in rhythm, he's going to pull the trigger. He's taken a couple long threes. Hasn't made them yet, but they're right on line.
Three fouls now in the game, though, for Ben DeVader. Free throw on the way is good for Sieb. How long will Coach Spradling leave Ben on the floor? He's your leading scorer. The offense works through you. You've got to be careful with those three fouls now in this game. Second free throw is good for Sieb. Don't look now, but TMP back within 13. 2:15 to go in the third. St. Mary's across the timeline with Summers. Left wing it goes. Jace Hurla guarded by Lyles. Now Summers at the free throw line extended. Short corner to Hurla, who hesitates, takes an extra step, and a traveling violation will be a turnover on the Bears.
I feel like in the first half of this ball game, St. Mary's was doing a nice job executing their offense, getting really good looks at the basket. Second half's been much more disjointed. They're not as crisp on their cuts, kind of making some poor decisions, taking some hard shots.
17-10, third quarter so far here by TMP to cut that halftime deficit that was at 18, now down to 13. Into the lane, Sieb, his runner, no, but a late whistle and a foul here. And if that's on Ben DeVader, that's number four. I think it is.
Yeah.
Nope. It's on Landon DeVader, not Ben DeVader. Wrong DeVader. Good DeVader if you're a St. Mary's Bear fan, though. Landon's okay with taking that one.
Yeah, Killian McCann is standing at the scorer's table. They will probably leave him in for offense right now, but no, they go ahead and take him out.
Yeah, McCann in, Ben DeVader out. 1:35 to go here in the third frame. Second free throw miss, rebound, 5-4, McCann comes away with it, and a foul will be called on TMP, and that will be the fourth team foul I said 17-10 third quarter. I beg your pardon. 15-10. Math wasn't mathing for me there.
Not third quarter.
It can be. But outscoring the Bears here, 15-10 in the quarter. That personal foul will be the third on Grant Mills. The Summers will control the point here. He's got Jace Hurla on the floor with Killian McCann, Lane Smith, and Landon DeVader on the floor for the Bears. Here's Summers. High post flash for Landon DeVader. Now left wing, Lane Smith. Top of the key, Hurla now. 1:15 to go in the third. McCann, left wing, baseline drive now. A lot of contact. Throws up a shot, missed. Landon DeVader clears the rebound. Hurla, he'll fire a three straight away. Bounces off the front iron, no. Rebound Grant Mills for the Monarchs. Two good looks at the basket for St. Mary's. Three-point basket could get this game back within 10 if you're the Monarchs. Steve looking to drive left lane line. Now distance it baseline. Grant Nels has shot. Yes, and the foul. Don't look down, but the Monarchs are figuring things out here offensively against this man-to-man defense of St. Mary's.
Well, their game plan right now, TMP, they're really just putting their heads down and getting to the rim. They've had several possessions in a row. Dribble penetration. They're not settling for threes. They're getting downhill and creating contact, forcing the officials to make a call.
52 seconds remaining. Nels back to the strike for an and-one opportunity. It's short. Rebound Killian McCann for the Bears. Ben DeVader and Lewis Archer both just checked back into the game for the Bears. Top of the key, Jace Hurla, 40 seconds. The Bears hold for one shot here, Boz.
Yeah, I think they're just going to pull it out here. This is a crucial time. I mean, a big possession here at the end of the third quarter. St. Mary's hasn't done as nice a job as executing as they probably could have here in the third quarter. See if they can get a good possession here to end the quarter.
Just 10 points here in this third quarter for the Bears. 20 seconds remaining in this game, or in the third quarter, excuse me. St. Mary's leads 42-31. Ben DeVader standing by the timeline right now. 10 seconds to go. Starts the offense now, dribbles to the left wing now, backs it back out, 5 seconds, looking to drive into the lane, floater off the back rim, no, Archer has put back, no, rebound for the Monarchs, they chuck it at the buzzer, and it's short. We've reached the end of the third quarter. St. Mary's 42, Hayes T&P 31, fourth quarter action coming up next. You're listening to the Giant Communications JBN Telephone Company, Road to Glory, powered by Giant Mobile, here on 96.9 The Pulse.
Everybody wants to have their home or office fresh and spotless. But the only way you're going to have that is to utilize Bob's Janitorial. Bob's specializes in carpet and upholstery cleaning to remove deep stains and refresh your space. You can breathe easier with the professional air duct cleaning, improving your air quality and efficiency. And don't forget about dryer vent cleaning to prevent clogs and ensure your safety. Call Bob's today at 785-271-6600 or visit bobsjanitorial.com for a healthier, cleaner space you'll love.
Chris Gross Construction. When you want a project done correctly, you need to contact 785-364-5600 or email chrisgrossconstruction@gmail.com. Chris Gross Construction, proud to support local student athletes. Good luck at state.
Stock Grower State Bank offers fixed-rate conventional VA, FHA, and USDA Rural Development home loans. Their rates are as competitive as any big bank in the market, often at a lower cost. They strive to ensure customers receive a personal and positive experience during what can be a very stressful process. Stock Grower State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Starting the fourth quarter now, Jacob Oz with you, Kirk Hillman back in the studio, 2A boys state basketball here on 96.9 The Pulse. St. Mary's to start the fourth quarter, Ben DeVader, step back three, no, Lewis Archer fighting for the rebound, and he's fouled trying to get that board for the Bears. 42-31, we're just underway here in the fourth quarter as Ian Mills just picked up his third personal foul for TMP. It'll be baseline out of bounds for the Bears underneath their own basket. Zach Summers, Ben DeVader, Killian McCann, Lewis Archer and Jace Hurla starting five for the Bears. Here's Archer in the lane. Nice shimmy step there and lays it up and through. Archer now with 5 points in the game.
Boy, that was a nice move. I'd like to see Archer try to be a little more assertive in the post.
7:30 to go, and Killian McCann jumped on the head fake on that three-point attempt from Ty Schmiedler, and it came down on top of him. So McCann just picked up his second personal foul. Foul trouble. Not a massive issue heading to the fourth quarter now, but three fouls on Ben DeVader, two now on McCann, two on Archer for St. Mary's, three for Ian Mills for the Monarchs and Hayes TMP.
Now, if I'm Coach Spradling, I'm telling my guys, stay on the ground. We're biting on all these
crazy head fakes. Sieb attacks the rim. His shot missed. Rebound ripped down by Lewis Archer. St. Mary's moving right to left here across your dial, up by 13. 7:20 to go in this ball game. Winner moves to semifinals in Emporia on Friday. Here's DeVader. Nice head fake there from 15. He's fouled. Missed the shot, Boz, but he's going to the line for two.
Yep. So that last couple times, I mean, St. Mary's has had some good possessions. They're getting good shots. You mentioned the last possession, Archer getting the ball in the post, going to work. That time, DeVader able to attack the rim and get a foul on a pull-up jumper.
Foul called on Jacob Sieb as DeVader buries the first free throw. He's now got 21 in the game. 14 at halftime. Second free throw is good. 22 in the game for Ben DeVader. It's 46-31. Now St. Mary's lead back up to 15. Their largest of the game was 18 at halftime separation. Grant Nels elevates from 12. That's too strong. Rebound backside, though. Kept alive by the Monarchs. Jacob Sieb. His shot rejected by Archer, but kept alive once again. Another offensive rebound. This time, Grant Nels. Monarchs will pull out. Dinkle, top of the key. Gives it off to Schmiedler. Looking to drive left lane line, and Schmiedler nearly walked with it. Gets it in the corner. Three on the way from Dinkle is short. Rebound Archer for the Bears.
Yeah, I think defensively, maybe Coach Spradley knows something I don't know. Well, he does. He knows a lot more than I do know, but I would let TMP, if they just want to sit back and shoot threes, they have not been efficient from the three-point line.
There's the front court. Hurla, top of the key, gives it to Lewis Archer. Right wing, he'll back things out here. Again, no shot clock in the postseason tournament. DeVader head fakes on a three, jab step, backs away. Three up away from BT. It's good.
Wow.
He's had several of those shots, three-point attempts from straight away, top of the key, and all of them have been short. That one got a little more legs into it.
25 in the game now for Ben DeVader. Nice entry to Grant Nels. His shot rejected, but he's fouled by Lewis Archer, and Nels will go to the stripe to shoot two.
Archer picks up foul number three. 49-31, St. Mary's have gotten the lead back up to their largest of the game. Grant Nels will go back to the line to shoot a pair. First one spins out. TMP team, you mentioned it in the third quarter, Boz, really chipped away starting from the foul line, but kind of gone cold since then. Second free throw, that one's good from Nels.
Yeah, that three by DeVader was big, just to give that little bit of separation. You felt like TMP was kind of making a run at him, and DeVader knocked down the three just to give him a little bit more breathing room.
17-point advantage here for the Bears. 5:45 to go in this fourth quarter. McCann in the left corner tries to get it to Hurler, cutting on the left lane line, able to do so. Jace will now back it back out. Guarded here by Schmiedler, and a timeout. Coach Spradling will take it with him. 5:33 to go in this contest. St. Mary's leads at 49-32. You're listening to Giant Communications, JBN Telephone Company, Road to Glory, presented by Giant Mobile. Back after this timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Giant Mobile runs on the same nationwide network as the big carriers. This means coast-to-coast coverage, whether you're at home, on the road, or across the country. You get unlimited data for just $30 a month from a local provider without the big carrier price tag. And when you bundle your Giant Mobile with Giant or JBN Internet, you'll save $15 a month on your internet bill. Same nationwide network, local people, real savings. Switch today at GiantCom.net.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Jacob Oz back with you here, Tony's Pizza Event Center. 2A Boys State Quarterfinals. It's the first round here in Salina here today. Winner of this matchup will go to Emporia on Friday in the 2A Boys Semifinal. Jacob Oz with you as mentioned. Kurt Kilman back in the studios. Winner of this game will get the winner of top seed Sterling, defending state champs in Class 2A. They take on Douglas later on tonight. Out of the coach, Will Spradling timeout. St. Mary's with the basketball. It's Zach Summers, Chase Hurla, Ben DeVader, as well as Lewis Archer and Killian McCann. And a foul here going to be called on Will Eck of Hayes TMP. It's Eck with Schmiedler out there and Caden Dinkle, Grant Nels, and Jacob Sieb for the Monarchs. Personal foul number two here on Eck. We resume action now. St. Mary's with the basketball. Summers on the right wing, guarded by Dinkle. Dribbles to the free throw line. Kicked it out. Archer backed up now between the rings. He'll reset offense. 5:10 clock moving here in this fourth quarter. St. Mary's leads at 49-32. Ball hits the deck. Perla able to pick it up, and a timeout again here by Coach Spradling. He's not happy. 30-second break. We'll take a quick step aside here. 5:05 to go in the ballgame. 49-32. St. Mary's, we're back after this timeout here on 96.9 The Pulse.
This is Jordan Robbins with Morton Buildings serving Northeast Kansas. At Morton, the difference is in the details. From our cutting-edge innovations, best-in-class warranty, and our craftsmen in the field, we are dedicated to surpassing expectations. Our legacy of excellence spans more than 50 years in Northeast Kansas with thousands of satisfied customers. From farm shops to garages and even commercial structures, Morton Buildings are built stronger, last longer, and look better. Don't settle for less. Get the best by calling Randy, Michael, or myself, Jordan, at 785-364-4177 or visit MortonBuildings.com.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
You're listening to the Giant Communications JV and Telephone Company Road to Glory presented by Giant Mobile. Jacob Bob's back with you. We resume action. St. Mary's out of the Coach Will Spradling timeout, leading 49-32 with the basketball underneath their own basket. 4:54 to go in this one. Boz, right now you're seeing TMP, they've been man-to-man all game long, but ramping up that on-ball pressure.
Yeah, they're picking up the pressure just a little bit. St. Mary's has to make sure they are very strong with the ball. Take care of it, be aggressive, and you also got to make sure your cuts are a little harder, a little quicker.
Nice entry pass to Archer. His shot rejected, but a foul call here on TMP's Grant Mills. Great set out of that baseline out of bounds there, Boz, as they set a screen for Archer.
Yeah, really good set play off that inbounds. I'm telling you, Grant Mills for TMP, impressive. He is. I mean, he's an athlete, and he get off the ground. Listed at 6'4", Archer to the line to shoot two. First one bounces on about every surface of that rim and falls through. Archer now with six in the game. One more upcoming here for the senior, and he buries it. 7 points for the big fella down low. 51-32. St. Mary's now their largest lead of the game at 19. Left wing it goes to Schmiedler for the Monarchs. Great on the ball pressure here by the Bears defensively as well. Eck back out to Schmiedler between the rings, guarded by McCann. I love Killian McCann on the defensive side, and he gets a steal, picks the pocket of Schmiedler into the front court now. He'll back things out here. Jace Hurla. Summers on the right wing. Screen comes from Archer. He slips it. Looking to go baseline on Grant Nels. He just picked up his fourth foul. Now top of the key, Hurla. Gives it off to Summers. St. Mary's running some offense here. Run offense. Execute offense. St. Mary's has really good guards. They can all handle the ball. There's no reason to panic. Take care of the ball.
Summers into the short corner. Back out to Hurla. Top of the key. Now to Vader. He'll set for a three.
Dagger.
Good. 3:58 left in the game, but that was a dagger. That increases their largest lead. 54-32. It's Bears by 22. Eck into the lane. Kicks it out. Schmiedler nearly travels with it. Good defense here by McCann. It goes baseline. Scoop shot is good. By Schmiedler. Unless information I was given was inaccurate. He averaged close to 20 a game. That's his first basket of this one.
Yeah, well, it's been a rough night for him for sure.
Ben DeVader now driving into the lane. Floater from 8. How about him? And uh-oh. Oh, no. He's grabbing his left calf. Hopefully that's just a cramp. Quickly up the floor. Three-pointer on the way. Blocked by Archer. DeVader with the rebound. Looking to push here for St. Mary's. 56-34. Bears by 22. Looks like that maybe was just a cramp there from Ben DeVader as he's jogging now. As soon as he came down from that three. How about a deep left wing three? That's no good, man. That would have been dagger, huh?
He's feeling it, I'm telling you. He doesn't pay attention to where he's at on the court. If he's open, he's going to pull the trigger.
Top of the key, three on the way from Will Eck for the Monarchs. No good. Rebound Archer for the Bears. 2:46 to go in this ballgame. St. Mary's well on their way. They're up 56-34 as Coach Spradling starting to get some jerseys, or some warm-ups, I should say, pulled off some of his reserves, and good to see Cole Hurla, who's missed the last few games with injury. Nice hustle, Killian McCann to keep it alive.
Are you kidding me?
And Jace Hurla with the easy bunny. We got a timeout. No, a substitution, I should say. As McCann comes out, Cole Hurla will come into the game for the first time. Well, we got to talk about that play that just happened. Killian McCann made a pass. It got deflected. Should have been a turnover. TMP had the ball. McCann dove, just completely launched himself after that ball, knocked it away, led to an easy bucket for his teammate. That kind of play doesn't show up anywhere in a box score.
Nice job there by McCann. His night is done. 58-34, the lead now for St. Mary's. Here's an up-and-under move. Count the basket plus the foul for Will Eck. He'll go to the line for an and-one. 2:13 to go in this one, and the Bears up by 22. Nicole Hurla, mentioned him coming into the game. 6-foot junior, hasn't played the last few games for St. Mary's due to an ankle injury, so good to see him getting some action here at the state tournament. Eck makes the free throw. It's 58-37. Bears by 21. Jace Hurla crosses the timeline, gets a screen from Archer. And with 2 minutes to go in this one, Boz, game's at hand. It's just what's the final score going to be?
Exactly right. Yeah, I mean, St. Mary's has them obviously where they want them with a big lead. Now it's just take care of the ball. Don't give him any runs here.
Cole Hurla misses the bunny in the lane. Monarchs running it out, getting it up ahead to Sieb, and he lays it up and through. Jacob Sieb with the layup. 58-39 now, St. Mary's with the lead. A minute 36 to go in this one. Ben DeVader crosses the timeline, now backs things out. It's Summers, Lewis Archer, Ben DeVader, Jace Hurla, and Cole Hurla on the floor for St. Mary's. We got a timeout here by St. Mary's as Will Archer, or Lewis Archer, excuse me, was struggling against Ian Nels. We'll step aside for a timeout. 1:24 to go in this one. It's 58-39 St. Mary's. You're listening to Giant Communications. Fabian Telephone Company, Road to Glory, powered by Giant Mobile, here on 96.9 The Pulse.
Bucati Companies in Rossville is here to protect your quality of life. They provide products and services to individuals and families that help build and protect their health and financial security throughout all stages of life. Bucati Companies can assist in a variety of ways, whether it be helping with employee benefits, HR consulting and training, property and casualty insurance, benefit administration, payroll and accounting, to even helping with compliance. They do all of this with a proven track record of service, knowledge, teamwork, and integrity. Bucati Companies in Rossville, expertise you experience.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Out of the St. Mary's timeout, it's Jacob Boz with you, and errant horn sounded here, but we can resume action. Kurt Tillman back in the studios. Out of the Coach Spratling timeout is Cole Hurla, running layup missed. 58-39, Bears leading the Monarchs, now 1:10 to go in this game. Head faking on a three, now a shot put up by Will Eck, that shot missed. Ian Nels with the rebound, his putback spins out of there, gets his own rebound again though, keeping it alive, and he chucks it off Ben DeVader out of bounds, and Nels goes up to Ben and says, hey, dude, I'm sorry. That's the only thing I could do.
He got hung up in the air. It's a good thing that didn't go into Ben DeVader's face because Nels flat threw that ball hard at him.
Now we got a full line change happening as both fan bases come to their feet. St. Mary's Bears up by 19 with 1 minute even to go. Starters come out, and same thing for the TMP Monarchs. TMP's senior class of Ian Nels, Will Eck, Caden Dinkle, and Carson Lyles all coming out for the final time. Let's get to the Bears players on the floor here as you've got Cole Hurla in the game as well as newly checked in Parker Heim also in the game for the first time in this state tournament. Declan Freeman joining Mason Mayhew. Here's an entry down low to newly checked in Ari Patel, excuse me, as he lays it up and through for the Monarchs. 40 seconds to go. And Aiden Waters also in the game for the Bears. He's controlling the dribble now across the timeline. Waters comes near side to Heim. Skip pass to the right wing. Mason Mayhew drives into the lane. Tied up there, and a foul will be called here on the Monarchs. And this will send Mayhew to the line for two. Foul called on Ari Patel. So Mayhew to the free throw line, a 5'10 sophomore, getting an opportunity to get his name in the scorebook here in the state tournament. First free throw off the back iron, no. Declan Freeman in the game as well as Aiden Waters. Mason Mayhew shooting these free throws, and Parker Heim joining Cole Hurla for the Bears. Mayhew's second toss off the mark. Rebound ripped down. Declan Freeman, his putback is good. Declan Freeman, the 6'4 sophomore, Buzz. There's a sign the student section is holding up, says, "We want Declan." Finally got into the game, got some minutes. Offensive rebound, put back for two.
He's got goosebumps, man. That's great to see that young man getting that fadeaway on the offensive rebound. 9 seconds to go in this one. Three on the way from the corner, up and through. How about it? Nash Dreiling, the sophomore. And that will be it here from Salina. The St. Mary's Bears will move on to the semifinal round in the Class 2A Boys State Tournament in Emporia. They win it 60-44. We're back after this timeout to wrap it all up here from Salina. Once again, your final score is St. Mary's 60, TMP 44. We'll break it all down. You're listening to Giant Communications, JBN Telephone Company, Road to Glory, powered by Giant Mobile, here on 96.9 The Pulse.
Whether you're a first-time homeowner looking to upgrade or wanting to sell, Cindy Glenn, Realtor with Coldwell Banker American Home, provides real estate services you can trust to work hard for you. Along with her husband John, an investment advisor representative with Horak Legacy Group, they can help you with all your financial planning, retirement, and asset building needs. Contact Cindy today for questions or a free home evaluation, or talk to John for a free portfolio review. Insurance products offered by Horak Legacy Group, LLC. Investment advisory services offered only by duly registered individuals through Maripal Wealth Management, LLC. Horak Legacy Group, LLC and Maripal Wealth Management are not affiliated entities.
Life's better when you're under our roof because our agents can help you choose insurance to help protect what matters most. Life insurance from American Family Life Insurance Company can help financially protect your loved ones by replacing a portion of your income if you were to pass away. That means your family could have the help they need to continue to pursue their dreams. Contact Michelle Martin and her team to help guide you to the right coverages. Call 785-437-2274 or email mmartinagency@amfam.com. Products not available in all states. American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Mammoth Sports Construction, with headquarters in Meriden, Kansas, is a design-build firm for sports facilities. In addition to world-class construction, their team of sports specialists provides sports consulting, architecture, engineering, and creative services to help build high-performance athletic programs and facilities. Mammoth Builds, the places where passion and community collide. Learn more at mammothbuilt.com. Do something big.
Let St. Mary's Teamworks be your go-to place for all of your favorite team screen printing and spirit wear needs. They can do customized printing on all types of apparel and can have it ready when you need it. St. Mary's Teamworks in St. Mary's, here for your screen printing and spirit wear needs.
Giant Mobile runs on the same nationwide network as the big carriers. This means coast-to-coast coverage, whether you're at home, on the road, or across the country. You get unlimited data for just $30 a month from a local provider without the big carrier price tag. And when you bundle your Giant Mobile with Giant or JBN Internet, you'll save $15 a month on your internet bill. Same nationwide network, local people, real savings. Switch today at GiantCom.net.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Back to the Tony's Pizza Event Center as we are getting you summarized from tonight's 2A Boys State quarterfinal matchup. We just saw the St. Mary's Bears. Bozja Bears with a big-time win here in this quarterfinal matchup against fourth-seeded Hayes TMP. They're moving on to the semifinals in Emporia on Friday. That broadcast will be right here on 96.9 The Pulse. Brandon Tabman will have that call for you on Friday. But this game here tonight, the Bears from St. Mary's, they jumped out early, Buzz. They had a big-time second quarter, led at the halftime break by a score of 32-14. And your final score, 60-44, here as the Bears knock off the Monarchs.
Yeah, I feel like this was a really complete game for St. Mary's. He never really felt like it was in jeopardy. TMP made a run in the third quarter. You know, a team's going to make a run back at you. They're not just going to give up and let you win the game. But during that little stretch, I didn't feel like St. Mary's lost their composure or anything. Coach Spradling did a nice job, called some timeouts, settled his team down a little bit. And then offensively, St. Mary's was really efficient. They got good shots, good clean looks at the basket, couple maybe shots that were forced, you know, ill-advised shots, but for the most part, they did a real nice job taking care of the ball. And then defensively, got to talk about that.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, they forced TMP to be uncomfortable and really take a ton of contested shots, and that wears the team down. If you're defending them for 40 minutes, just flat getting after them, it takes a toll on you.
Yeah, no doubt about it. You start to get worn down. We talked about Ian Nels, a guy for TMP that really, you know, was an aggressive player. He liked to get to the rack, but you even saw him towards the end of the game. Man, he was exhausted. Grant Nels as well. This Bears team on the defensive side is an impressive specimen to watch because they are a unit. They are not, it's not just one guy defensively. They run a tight man-to-man, and they are in your shorts all night long. There is no give or break when you're taking on this Bears team. That's why they allow just 48 points per game on average, and you saw why they've been averaging 69 points per game in their last 10 games because of what they're able to do on the offensive side of things. Final statistics here tonight, Ben DeVader, no surprise with this one, Boz. He averages 20 a game. He had 14 at half. He finishes leading all scorers with 30 here tonight. Ben DeVader, 30 points tonight, going 6 for 15 from behind the arc, 9 for 22 from the field. He got 8 free throw attempts, making 6 of them in this contest. But Ben DeVader, a big night for him. Only player for St. Mary's, Boz, in double figures. But when you have half the team's points, that's likely to be the case. It was pretty balanced after that. 8 points for Jace Curla, including a couple threes. 7 points in the game for Lewis Archer for St. Mary's. 6 points in the game for Zach Summers. 5 points in the game for Killian McCann, as well as 2 points each for Landon DeVader. And then how about the sophomore, Declan Freeman? Late in that game, the young sophomore got himself an offensive rebound, putback, fading away on the baseline, and making that look good, getting his name in the scorebook. 60 points on the board, 30 of them coming from their senior leader. 1,000-point scorer in his career and leading all-time three-point shooter in Ben DeVader for St. Mary's. Leading the way, nobody in double figures for Hayes TMP. 9 for Jacob Sieb, 9 for Grant Nels, 8 for Will Eck, 6 for Caden Dinkle, 3 for Nash Dreiling, and then 2 each for Ty Schmiedler and Colby Schmiedler for Hayes TMP. Ty Schmiedler, again, held in check here in this game against the St. Mary's Bears team, Hayes TMP. Boz, I'm going to let you break down the other statistical categories that we like to keep as well.
Well, this game, it's kind of, I always love digging into the stats side of things. Obviously, St. Mary's gets the win, so on the scoreboard, you would think they did a real nice job, and they did. But the things that I look at, they out-rebounded TMP. Wasn't by a huge margin, but 35 total boards for St. Mary's, 29 for TMP. They only had 8 turnovers the entire game. I know when I was coaching, less than 15 is good. Less than 10 is really good.
Really good.
So they took care of the ball. I talked about them earlier about being efficient, getting good looks at the basket. Whatever the bad juju was, on that particular basket,
done.
St. Mary's squashed it. They shot 36% from the field, which isn't great, but much better than the 20% that we'd seen in the previous game, previous three teams that had shot at that basket. So St. Mary's did a nice job overall. They were, for the game, St. Mary's 45% from the field, and their defense really was probably the story overall. They held TMP to 30%. From the field for the entire game. Really, a lot of the scoring from TMP came from the foul line.
Yeah, shot a lot of free throws in that ball game. Did TMP? TMP does outscore St. Mary's in the second half, but just 30-2 on that margin. And again, when you can get up by 18 in the first half, the way St. Mary's did, the comfortability that you saw from this Bears team, this moment was not too large for them. Hey, people look at the seedings and they think, man, St. Mary's an underdog. You and I had all the confidence in the world that this St. Mary's team would do exactly what we just saw because of the league that they play in, that Big East League. You've got now St. Mary's and Silver Lake on the boys' side of things punching their ticket through as 5 seeds. Rossville, another Big East boys team, getting ready to tip it up here on 96.9 The Pulse in just about 40 minutes from now.
Yeah. No, you talked about the league. It makes a big difference. The competition that you face night in, night out, really prepares you for postseason basketball, and that's what we've seen from the Big East teams. They're doing a great job of the stiff competition they see. They're doing a great job preparing themselves for the postseason.
We got Coach Will Spradling making his way this way. We're going to take one more final break. We will give you our player of the game in our next segment. We'll also have Coach Will Spradling on with us. Final 1 minute timeout. Again, your final 60-44. St. Mary's upends Hayes TMP.
Final timeout here on 96.9 The Pulse. You're listening to the Giant Communications, JB and Telephone Company, Road to Glory, presented by Giant Mobile.
When you need surgery, you want expert care close to home. At Community Healthcare System, our skilled surgical team provides a wide range of procedures using advanced technology and a patient-centered approach. From preparation through recovery, our team is focused on your comfort, safety, and the best possible outcome. The care that you need, the team that you trust, right here in your community. Talk with your provider about surgical services at Community Healthcare System or visit chcsks.org. Community Healthcare System, high-quality care close to home.
Attention cattle producers, ready to put more performance in your pasture? The Rinkus Cattle Company 2026 Private Treaty Bull Sale is on now. Call or text 785-845-5272 to schedule your visit. These bulls are built for calving ease, growth, and the kind of durability that works in the real world. If you want genetics that adds pounds and profit, it's time to take a look. Visit the bulls online at rinkuscattle.com, then call or text 785-845-5272 to schedule your visit. The Rinkus Cattle Company Private Treaty Bull Sale. Powerful bulls, proven genetics, and ready to work for you.
Brandon will have you guys in.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Back here one final time. Tony's Pizza Event Center, the site for this quarterfinal matchup. 2A boys, St. Mary's upends Hayes TMP, 60-44, your final score here in this quarterfinal matchup. St. Mary's led by big man Ben DeVader. He's a mean dude on the court. He can shoot it from anywhere. He pours in 30 points tonight, 6-15. For the all-time three-point shooter in St. Mary's history. We're joined now by head coach Will Spradling of the St. Mary's Bears. And, Coach, first things first, congrats on a big win at the state level. You knock off a really good Hayes TMP team. Move you guys on to the semifinals on Friday.
Thank you. Thank you.
You guys are a team that is definitely one that is you got to respect everything, every facet of what you guys do. But tell me about what you guys saw in that first quarter and a half when the outside shots started to really fall for you guys. You guys seemed like you were in a good rhythm offensively.
Yeah, and honestly, we've been in a good rhythm for the last month or so. We kind of had a huge lull there after winter break where we didn't shoot it very well, and that's when we really started to guard, and we buckled down and we started guarding. We were still in games. We lost a few tough ones that I feel like if we would have shot it well, we probably would have won, but we've kept that same tenacity defensively, and now we're shooting it well. Now we're in rhythm offensively, and it's all just clicking at the right time.
You mentioned the defense, and that's what Bob and I were talking about in the postgame a little bit, was just how impressive you guys are. You guys are in your opponent's shorts nonstop. That man-to-man you guys run is a very tough defense. What's it about your guys to be able to go, you know, the full 32 minutes, you know, and be constant with pressure like that?
Some of it is IQ. I've got a really, really high IQ basketball guys this year, and we do a lot of scouting report. I mean, we spend a lot of time watching film and talking about tendencies and sets and all that kind of stuff, and the guys truly buy into that and understand what their job is, and it's been awesome.
I got to ask you this. We were talking about defense and what your team is able to do. There was one play late in that game, Killian McCann turned it over, they turned to go, and he launched himself, just dove after the ball, knocked it away, turned into an easy layup. Just describe that mentality of, I mean, he wasn't the only one. There was lots of guys diving on the floor.
Yeah, and the stuff Killian does for us always doesn't show up on the stat sheet. I mean, the stuff he guards the other team's best player. I mean, number five for them was averaging over 16 points a game this year, and he held him to 2 points, and that was late in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's what he brings to the table. He brings the energy. He brings the leadership. And I mean, it's awesome for us.
That was something I mentioned to Bonds at the end of the game. I said, unless my information is wrong, you know, Schmiedler is the leading scorer for this team. He's got two. But you mentioned, I mean, just the tenacity of your guys' defense. You guys get this big win. You guys guarantee two more games. What's it like for you and these kids, this specific group, to know that you guys got two more games?
That's the biggest thing when going to state, and just what we've felt in the past, in our past years, is that first game is the one you're the most nervous for. Because it could be the end of your season if you don't go out there and do your job. And getting through that is almost a little bit of relief. But at the same time, I mean, these guys are still hungry. They are hungry.
And the final thing, we'll let you get with your team, Coach, and congrats on the big win again. But tell me about the Big East League. I mean, again, you come into the state tournament, people overlook every Big East League school just because of records, because you guys battle all season long. What's the Big East League do for you guys preparing you for state?
Especially for us playing 2A, it's a league of 3A powerhouses, and obviously Rossville is a 2A powerhouse, and I mean, you can't be more prepared. I mean, I feel like we're prepared for everything. We've seen about everything we could see defensively. We've seen about everything we could see offensively, and I feel prepared.
All right, Coach. Well, you guys get the winner of Sterling and Douglas in the semifinal on Friday. We'll have that right here on 96.9 The Pulse. Appreciate you joining us, and congratulations again.
Thank you.
All right, Head Coach Will Spradling of the St. Mary's Bears joining us here in postgame one final time. Boz, we got to pick our player of the game. Is there any question on who that is tonight?
I could go a bunch of different ways. No, I'm kidding.
Okay.
Ben DeVader, he was ridiculous. 30 points tonight. And I really feel like, here's the thing, the reason why I struggle with this, I honestly looked at it and was like, man, I could give it to Killian McCann. He didn't score a bunch of points, but the dude had 7 boards from the guard spot. He had 3 steals in the game.
Yeah.
But I think Ben DeVader kind of got things going for him early and just continued to shoot the ball well. He played great defense. Sometimes you need a guy. Coach Bradley talked about it. Getting through this first round is nerve-wracking. Like,
yeah,
that 100%. Is the most nervous you are. But I think you got a guy like Ben DeVader that come out and drop 30. You feel pretty good about your chances.
No doubt about it. Hey, we're going to send you out to Brandon Tabman down in Wichita. He's got 2A boys in the same state tournament, but with the quarterfinals being split up, Rossville will be taking on Berean Academy at 4 o'clock. I just got informed from Brandon that they're running a little bit behind schedule down there because of a net issue down in at Friends University. They had to replace a net in that gymnasium during their ball game, so they're a little bit behind schedule, but we will have Rossville taking on second-seeded Berean Academy. Coach McDonald, Boz, we got a little bit of time here to kind of preview that a little bit for the listeners at home because we don't want you to turn that dial. More Big East League basketball coming to the airwaves here for you because then even after that Rossville game, it's the Silver Lake Eagle girls that will be playing at 6 o'clock. Wade Gershner will have that game for you here on 96.9 The Pulse. But, Boz, you know, we've seen Rossville multiple times this season, and this is a dogs team. They might be the 7th seed. They might have a 17-7 record. But how many times have we seen it? How many times have we said it? That means nothing in the state tournament.
It really doesn't. It means nothing. The record that you see on paper is not indicative of how good a team is, how well prepared they are. It doesn't tell you anything about the league they played in. And you mentioned it, the Big East teams kind of go overlooked just because you come into a state tournament with a lower record. And I know Coach McDonald and what he's doing with his boys, that is a really good basketball team. You hear me talk a lot about the pieces. You have to have good ball handlers. You have to have a good point guard that can run the show. You got to have some size. They've got all that. We talked to Coach McDonald last week, and he's like, hey, I got a good team. My dudes can play.
No, he
is not lying at all. So I really look for Rossville to come out. They got nothing to lose. As a 7 seed, go out and just play your hearts out. I'm confident Rossville can get it done.